It's Bria Gosling on Brooklyn's Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Bria's Booth, and I bring you all the movers and shakers. And this week I am very lucky to grab the wonderful Mr. Gary Brooker from Procol Harum. He's so busy at the moment, and he's going away to America very soon. So welcome, Gary. So great to you can take the time to come in.
Hello, Bria. I finally got here.
Yeah, good. Well, we're going to have a great evening, and I'm looking forward with all our, you know, listeners to sharing your story and listening to your fave tracks and tracks that are related to your story.
Yep, okay.
So where now, everyone knows, likes to know where it all starts, and where did it start in your world, in the music world?
Music was always a part of my life, because my father was a musician of broadcasting standard. You know, he was the top Hawaiian guitarist.
Oh, wow.
Because that was very popular during the 40s and that.
Wow.
I believe that in a war like that, people were very grey and depressed.
Yes.
And I would imagine that to go to your local hall and see girls dancing with grass skirts and this totally different music, you know, which is just transporting you to a different world, really, because they had palm trees on the stage and everything. And it must have been a great relief to go and see that.
Absolutely.
Apart from the fact the music was nice, but it's strange how it was so incredibly popular. They were one of the top bands in the country, Felix Mendelssohn's Hawaiian Serenaders, and Harry, my father, played the lead Hawaiian steel guitar.
Fantastic. Well, I think we've got a track coming up, which is your first, one of your musical influences. And so which one would you like
when I was young, I used to go to a lot of these stage shows and broadcasts, get taken to it because I couldn't find a babysitter or something.
Oh, wow.
And when I was young, I thought that that was what music was. That was all it was. It was all like this thing with swaying arms and grass skirts and this nice music, and I thought that's what it was. I thought that sort of thing was, until I was about eight, I thought that's all there was.
Really?
Or nine. And then I think I've tuned into classical music on my crystal radio or something started hearing those hits from the old days, very old days. But up to that point, I thought that it was all Hawaiian, and that was, to me, was all I ever heard.
Wow. And what about your mum? Did she wear a grass skirt?
No, she probably thought my father was a bit nutty or something. I mean, she did tell me about those days. She did say once, I remember she said that my father knew Glenn Miller, you see. So then I remembered that a few years later, and I said, well, you know, when I was about 30, I eventually got round. I said, Mum, remember you told me that Dad was friends with Glenn Miller? She said, that Glenn Miller, don't talk about him. He got your dad smoking pot. Do you mean Dad smoked pot with Glenn Miller?
Well, that's something to put down in the
claim to
the
fame,
record.
That it is.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I think it'd be great to hear a track by your dad. So which one are we going to play?
Well, somebody from Canada amassed a lot of solo stuff of Harry Brooker because they thought he was, the best at what he did. And this is one he wrote as well, actually, called South Sea Swing.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that track. It's so nostalgic, isn't it? Must be for you.
It's very pleasant on my ears. That I like that.
Oh, it's very
sound.
Very easy listening. Yeah, it's cosy, sort of evening stuff. Listening to that or any time. But so going into influences, your artists that have influenced you. Which ones particularly would you say have influenced you?
Well, you know, having grown up when I did, which I think was lucky. I think it was a great period to grow up and to be first exposed to music, once I got over the Hawaiian thing. But you think that you were there when you first heard Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee, or a track by Little Richard and Duane Eddy and all sorts of people.
Exciting times, weren't they?
It was very exciting, and it always relied on people you knew that had these records, and then you'd hear them round at their place. And one of my cousins, she absolutely loved Elvis. Of course, he had hit after hit, Elvis, you know, and everyone... To me, it sounded different. It always sounded like Elvis, but he didn't just pump away at the same old thing. You know, you got Heartbreak Hotel, Stuck on You, It's Now or Never. I mean, there was nothing that he couldn't do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then one day she had an LP that was, I think it was called His Hand in Mine, which was Elvis singing all religious songs.
Oh.
And... many, many years later, I still remember that. It was really stuck in my mind, particularly one of the tracks. And centuries later, I ended up playing in my local church.
Which was?
In Dunsfold, St Mary's and All Saints.
All right.
To try and repair the roof or get a new organ, I think it might have been.
Yes.
And put on a show there. And I had to think, I didn't want to do a load of religious songs. I wanted to do something a bit secular, but something which did in some way fit in the church.
Yes.
So I chose a good program, had a little string quartet and a choir and a little unplugged band, and used the church organ. And this one, suddenly I thought, you know, I remember Peace in the Valley by Elvis. I'd like to do that. Now we've got the choir to join in the bits and all that, so I made everybody listen to it, and then, you know, suddenly it was we were on stage and I had to do it.
You were doing it,
yeah. Yeah, it was my idea, so I had to do it.
Oh, well, I was lucky to be
Peace
there.
In the Valley.
And it was fantastic. It was so, you could hear it pin drop. It was
amazing.
Oh, it
was very...
It was so moving.
Very, very quiet in there, and the music was quiet. But
yes.
Just shows that dynamics are... You know, you can still build a song up.
Mm, absolutely.
But you're right, you know, you could hear a
with the right ingredients.
The yeah.
And the right musicians, yeah. Well, I think we should give that a listen, don't you, Gary?
Hmm, yeah. Okay, right. Peace in the Valley from Dunsfold Church.
Fantastic. I love that.
Elvis Presley's Peace in the Valley.
Wow, that was really fantastic. I really enjoyed that. I'm sure everyone did. But that was a limited edition album, wasn't it, that one, or CD? I think.
Oh, yeah, it was done
just
on
for
the night,
a fundraising.
I only recorded it at
those
the last
albums
moment.
Would be worth a bit.
Well,
very collectible, I would think. Yeah, that is such a lovely rendition of it, Gary. You have such an amazing voice.
No, it's just.
I think. What is the secret? Did your dad sing or did your mum?
You just get in the mood.
Yeah.
Well, I'm lucky that my throat doesn't get tired easily. It might sound a bit croaky this evening, but well, that's just the way I sound, I think. But
lots of resonance and.
It's all about sound vocals. It's not about being a.
Did you have singing lessons?
Top singer, you know.
Did you have singing lessons? Were you in the choir? It's
never had a singing lesson in my life. No.
Really? Wow.
No.
It's just a natural.
I just came
thing?
Upon it by accident when the singer left our band in the Paramounts, and they said, "Well, you'll have to sing them, Gary." I said, "Well," so I thought, "I know a lot of the words." Made the rest up, and that was the start. And of course that you go through a lot of changes then and end up singing like yourself instead of trying to
creating your own
like
sound
other people.
Because so many people when they come into the business are sort of, they're influenced by people. So
oh, yeah, you can hear
and
it.
And you mean, can hear it, can't you?
If you listen to Ray Charles, he started off trying to be like Nat King Cole. And he really sounds like Nat King Cole on his early recordings.
Really, yeah. I didn't realise that. That's really interesting.
Oh, I know everything.
Oh, I'm
just... Snippets.
Well, I'm just talking about your new projects or recordings or albums that you've done recently, and I know that you have produced a new album, haven't you, in the last year?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, we don't play a lot in Britain, United Kingdom, whatever we're called. I never figure out why that is, but we don't do, you know, we go to America, we go to Japan, we go all around Europe, and we're playing there, you know, quite a lot every year.
Yes, you've got a big following there. Well, you've got a big following here, but I think it's the Europeans seem to be more into...
There's a lot of live gigs everywhere else apart from here.
Yeah,
you
yes,
know,
I'm
a,
yeah.
The programme wouldn't fit in the back room of a pub. It wouldn't...
No.
Wouldn't be right.
It's
we need a bit of air around
us
for the sound to be good. And
for the atmosphere, etc.
It's just the sort of songs that they are. But anyway, we're not going to play in a pub in England. So that's that. But, you know, I mean, we do play... We played at the Palladium the other week, or last year, October.
Yes, yes.
With an orchestra and choir as well.
And you've done the... Is it Festival Hall?
Or yeah,
the Albert
the Festival Hall.
No, the Albert Hall you've been in different concerts with other artists.
Yeah,
you?
many
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
But... We, you know, as I say, we have been playing live constantly, and our lineup, we've had for, you know, over 12 years now, which a lot of bands don't last that long.
No, absolutely.
At all.
Yeah.
And we all suddenly realised that the following year, so this is a couple of years ago now, but it seems very recent to me, that we were, Procol would have been around since the start for about 50 years. Well, not about 50 years. 50 years,
50
we
years.
Thought
yeah.
that, A, that would really, we better do something for that. We haven't been in the studio for a long time to do a new set of songs, live album. Album. And in fact, that live band, which was magnificent, you know, all the players in it, we'd never been in the studio.
Really?
After 12 years, I thought, well, that's...
It's too long.
We better put all this right. And so we went in and we made a new album called Novum. And we're very, very proud of it. And that's what we're, if you like, promoting at the moment
as
well.
Yes, yes, yes. So you've been in Europe, haven't you? You were there last year, touring around.
Yeah, we've just finished in November, so it didn't seem long ago.
And you're off to America, aren't you?
We're off at the end of the month, yeah. We're playing on the Blue Cruise.
The Blue Cruise.
Which is on a ship.
I know, which has got all lots of...
It's got a lot of
lot great
of
lineup.
People, yeah.
I want
to go. Steve Hackett, Justin Haywood, Vanilla Fudge, Procol Harum, The Zombies.
Yeah, Colin Blunstone.
Colin Blunstone.
I interviewed him, actually,
some
while back. He's
Colin's
a lovely
nice,
guy.
Very nice man.
And he's local, too.
He certainly is.
Yeah, we're very lucky to have so many amazing musicians living in... And composers living in Surrey.
Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be great to play a track from your new album.
I did choose one because one has to choose one. And in fact, I'm very proud of all of them because it did work out very well. But my wife always likes this one, Françoise, and this is called Don't Get Caught.
Life is hard and don't last too long. There's no difference.
Well, welcome back. And we've got some more stories and tracks from Gary. So we're going to be talking about your influences in the music industry and you know, artists that have inspired you, Gary. So can you give me
some... Well, when you ask about influences, are very hard because I think I've been influenced by everything I've ever heard. Also, any sort of music.
Really, yeah.
From, you know, the best rock to blues to you know, jazz and classical and Hawaiian, you know, it's all in there, and it all comes out in the end when you start writing your own things. But I did, I've chosen the next one because I met Chas Hodges, who sadly is no longer with us, but I met Chas in his early days when he was in a group called the Outlaws, and they were, one of their jobs was backing Mike Berry, and I met them at that, probably the first time there when they were doing that.
Oh, wow.
Got on very well with Chas. Mm-hmm. He was he was playing the bass then.
Right.
I saw him a year or two later, and he'd been with playing the bass with Jerry Lee Lewis on a tour, and he showed me what Jerry Lee played with his left hand.
Wow.
Been forever grateful to Chas for that.
Yeah.
Because, I still can't play a Jerry Lee or that type of song without doing that left hand that he taught me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then he was in Head, Hands and Feet. We played with them, or they played with us in America quite a few times in the 70s. I was also with Chas and Dave on Eric Clapton when I was in his band.
Oh, right.
They were on a British tour we did. Mm-hmm. So I'm always bumping into him. Mm-hmm. And it was so sad that, he's
very
no
sad.
Longer with us.
Yeah.
But they did have a memorial concert just a few weeks ago at the Shepherd's Bush Empire, which was a marvellous evening with a lot of faces, good musicians playing and
Who was there?
Mike Berry got up. He was fantastic. Jackie Linton, who I think is
he's
local.
A local old chap.
Ralph McTell. There was people that... Some I didn't know, and I thought Ralph McTell, how does he know Chas Hodges?
They were so well known in the business, weren't they?
Greatly respected, when you think about it, if you want to think about London or British music, they summed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Their accents were right there, right where they were from, Edmonton. And, there's been a few British bands who have managed to nail it. I'd say Small Faces or the Kinks.
Yeah.
But Chas and Dave they did it with a lot of panache and a lot of humour.
And they were real characters, weren't they?
Yeah, I was lucky on the night. I had a couple of guitarists playing with me, Eric Clapton and Albert Lee.
Well, you know, you can't get them like you used to, can you?
We were associated, of course, with Chas.
Pretty and well
that's
there.
why we were all there, and I did my bit. And then they finished up. Dave Peacock, obviously Chas and Dave, he sang There Ain't No Pleasing You, and it was, everybody joined in. It was such a great ballad.
Must have been a great evening.
And it was the end of the night, and everybody was singing it. Dave had tears streaming down his face. It was just very moving and a great memorial to Chas, God rest his soul.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, it would be appropriate to have a track, wouldn't it, from Chas and Dave. So which one have you chosen?
Well, we know so many of them, Cyborg Song and everything, Gertje,
absolutely,
Rabbits and that. But the one that we finished up there, Ain't No Pleasing You, I sort of now and again escapes, although it was a big hit at the time, but it's kind of escapes the fact that it's Chas and Dave I think one of their best tracks.
Right.
So that's it, a lovely ballad.
Okay, well, let's give it a listen. Well, what a great track. Good choice, Gary.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah, it really conjures up that memorial evening too. So thank you, Chas and Dave, for all those great days that you've given. And hopefully Dave might be doing some more things, but we'll watch this space.
Sure, he'll keep playing somewhere,
exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So your next fave artist, which one is that? That's Ray Charles, I think, isn't it?
Well, I mean...
Or one of them.
I got introduced to Ray Charles. I mean, what I mean is, I first heard him, I think I was in a cafe in Paris, and the jukebox had What I Say on it, and I was blown away. I mean, never heard anything like that at all.
Yeah.
The voice, the piano, the sound, the rhythm, everything was absolute magic to me.
Yeah.
And I then delved in a bit more into what this Ray chap's been up to. And bought every record that he ever made. Mm. I'm is the only person that I'm a real, real fan of. Like, people are fans of different artists.
Yes,
and,
yeah, he's your number
one. And I am a
one.
Ray Charles fan. I go see him wherever he played in Britain. I've always been there.
Really? Yeah.
You know, when he first played, I opened up his limousine door for him after the show, you know.
No.
And he touched my hand and said, thank you. I mean, that was, it made my night. It was like a real,
oh,
and
wow.
I still am like that.
Oh,
so,
gosh, yeah, I can imagine.
And,
So, which track do you think?
Well, he's made so many. I like this one. I like this whole album, which actually was produced and arranged by Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones must have been about 3 years old when he did it or something.
I love
when
Quincy Jones.
When you think he was doing, he also did, you know... Michael, what's his name?
Michael Jackson.
Jackson, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he did that and he was doing this. I mean, I don't know what year this is. It's
he's a genius.
But the arrangements are stupendous. But it is genius plus soul equals jazz. And Ray on this one, he actually plays an organ, which is not used usually on the piano, but I like his organ playing. He plays it like a piano player would, but
he
just gets a great sound. And It's a blues song.
Mm-hmm.
I've got news for you, and he nails it.
Wow, what a blast that was! That was fantastic. I love it. I really love it. And so you obviously have been influenced by him big time.
Oh yeah, nobody could ever be like Ray Charles. But even if you and get 1% of the way towards that, you'd be doing all right. But you know, like the singers that play piano, I think I've always had a soft spot for, obviously, and I just like it. I always forgot that Ray Charles was blind as well. I mean, you kind of forget that.
Yes, I mean,
he did all the things that he did, and yet
yeah,
you could never even see him.
No, absolutely. Fantastic. Well, we've got another track, your last track, before we play one of your own famous tracks that everyone will know. And this is Eddie Cochran, I believe. You really have been
involved. Well, I grew up teenage years and earlier in Southend-on-Sea. That was a good place to grow up because it was music everywhere.
Yeah,
you know, because it was on the piers, it was in all the arcades down the front, it was in every cafe, everywhere you went.
Yeah,
there were jukeboxes with these things playing. And when this record came out, I think it was just a nice summer. And I loved the sound of it and the rhythm. And to me, nobody's ever even got close to achieving that type of sound. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody said at the time that he played all the instruments on it. Well,
wow.
Who knows? We won't know now.
No.
But I just loved it, and it just summed up. It didn't just sum up that summer. It summed up early rock and roll and my experience of it in Southend-on-Sea and right there.
Well, we're just going to take a short break and be back very shortly with the last part of our great show with Gary Brooker.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving music.
If you've been struggling with your weight, then maybe it's time to look beyond the usual failed diets and New Year's resolutions.
We're here when you need us, 100 hours every week.
It's Bria Gosling on Brooklyn's Radio.
Well, welcome back, and we're just finishing our hour with Gary Brooker, who's been a great, interesting person to have, and I've really enjoyed your visit, Gary, and taking the time out to come in, and I know you're really busy, so what track are you thinking of for the last one? I think it's got to be, hasn't it? The one I'm thinking of.
What, Salty Dog?
No.
I think that, I mean, we've heard a lot of nice tracks today, and I mean, we could have played another half dozen or more, but you can't do that all night. But after all this music, you know, I finally started writing my own. This is the first one that we actually recorded. And from the moment it came out, it seemed that everybody had to... We had to hear it again, but the only way to hear it, really, was to go out and buy it, buy the single, or leave your radio on. But there wasn't even a radio one in those days.
No.
Bear that in
mind. That's
hard to believe,
isn't it?
There was a few pirate stations.
Yeah, there was all pirate.
And if you wanted Radio Luxembourg to tune in at 7 at night and all that.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like it is now in any stretch of the imagination. But that suddenly took Britain by storm and actually was a big thing throughout the world.
Yeah, well, it's been a multi... I mean, it's been streamed, it's been everything, hasn't it? You know, it's been... It was on the top of the streaming, or the... downloads on phones, and it's been used for weddings, and...
Yeah, well, we don't get anything for any of that.
Don't you?
Of course
you should.
It's good at weddings, it's good at funerals. It's not bad at christenings, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
Anniversary parties.
I actually had it played at my wedding.
But when I hear it,
yeah,
sometimes on the radio, I'll be somewhere and it'll come on.
Oh, it's just it's an evergreen.
It never sounds to be dated. It always sounds different to everything else that's on.
Absolutely.
And
I think
it sounded
fantastic, like
that in 1967, and I'm pleased to say it's only a lot of luck or grand designs, beyond our powers, that it has this effect and that it still sounds all right.
Oh, it sounds more than all right. It's just amazing. It's just so moving and good feel factor. It's a great, great track. If anyone wants to find out about all your concerts or anything to do with you... Do you have a website or...?
There is a website. We don't run it.
No.
But they always check in with us now and again to make sure, like, if there's a concert, that it has been confirmed and that.
Yeah.
It's quite simple. It's procolharum.com.
Oh, that's easy.
As long as you can spell Procol Harum.
Yeah, people spell it in different ways, don't
Well,
they?
Probably Google it. Or you. Did you mean...?
Yes, exactly.
But that's... it's a wonderful site. Run by fans for fans.
Yes,
but
yes.
You can get a lot of information on there.
Good, good, good.
Well,
that's
worth
great.
Visit.
Great information. So, everyone, remember that website. And we're coming to the end, and we're going to play White as Shade of Pale, of course. And thank you, Gary, so much for coming in. I've really enjoyed your visit, and I know everyone will enjoy hearing all your stories. So, and look forward to hearing news after your cruise and all the other concerts that you're doing.
Oh, hopefully we'll talk again. We're Brooklyn's Radio, are we?
Brooklyn's Radio, Bria's Booth, bringing the movers and shakers to everyone.
Bria's Booth on Brooklyn's Radio.
We had a great first hour, and we're going to have a great second hour too. And it was so great to have Gary in, to grab him while because he's so busy playing all over Europe, and he's going off to America as well. And we didn't mention earlier in the first hour that Gary was actually made an MBE in 2003 for in recognition of his charitable work. So well deserved too. So, well, I'm going to be playing the new album interspersed with 60s hits. So it's all very much that theme through the second hour. So it's going to be a great, great hour. So sit back and relax and enjoy the great, great tracks we're going to play you. And now I'd like to tell you about the musicians on Novum. Great, great musicians. Of course, Gary Brooker on vocals and piano. Jeff Dunn on drums, Matt Pegg on bass, Josh Phillips on Hammond and Montage, and Jeff Whitehorn on guitar. So you just wait. Amazing musicians. The first track, I Told on You. So give this a listen.
I Wow, what a voice, eh? And great, great musicians. And actually, this was produced by Dennis Weinreich, and it was also mixed, and it was engineered and mixed by Mo Horsler. It was recorded at Rimshot Studios and also Angelic Studios. It was pre-production actually happened locally. That was by Pete Mills and James Welsh at Ghost Studios Send, just down the road. So really homegrown, sort of wonderful. All those musicians live in and around Surrey. So great, great album, Novum. This was released last year, and they are currently obviously promoting it all over the world. So they've been around Europe, and they're going off to USA. So I'll be playing tracks all through the next hour with 60s hits as well. Well, we're going on to another track from Novum, and this one is Last Chance Motel. What another great track, eh? It's a great album, isn't it? I'm going to be taking a short break, and we'll be back very shortly with some more amazing tracks, so don't go away.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving music.
Hair Mechanics is Surrey's premier hair and beauty salon group, with two superior salons, one in the heart of West Bybridge,
and collect, pack and ship it all.
It's Bria Gosling on Brooklyn's Radio.
Wow, that was great, wasn't it? Paul Jones again. And that was Aquarius, obviously. And that was written by Galt McDermott, Jerome Ragney and James Radio, and that was recorded in 1969. And obviously we know Paul Jones is a singer, and he's an actor. I mentioned him before, and he presented the blues show on BBC Radio 2 for 32 years. But he's very, very active and in playing in all sort of with different bands, different groups, doing solo work. He's really, really busy and a great personality and character and singer and harmonica player as well. And I would just like to mention Chris Cook, who sadly suffered a stroke quite recently, and he has been managing Procol Harum and working with them for some years. So I'm sure we all wish him and his family all the very best, and hoping that he will make a very speedy recovery very soon. And he's back rocking and rolling very, very soon. So we're going on to another track from Novum. And this one is Image of the Beast. Wow, what a beast that was, eh? What a coasting track. Fantastic. Really, really great. Great keyboards, great everything. Great singing, of course, by Gary. So gritty and gutsy and fantastic. Well, I wanted to tell you, that Pete Brown, he actually wrote all the lyrics, except for a couple of tracks. And he actually worked with Jack Bruce and Cream. Great poet and lyric writer as well. And I actually went to a memorial night, it was a couple of years ago, for Jack Bruce, which Pete organized, and all the family put on this amazing show, and they had some amazing musicians come along to the Shepherd's Bush Empire, which was a fantastic evening. Great lyrics there. So, well, let's go on to one by Bobby V, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes.
They say that you're
another great one there, and that was Bobby V, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, and it was composed by Ben Wiseman, Marilyn Garrett and Dottie Wayne, and it was recorded in 1962. And Bobby was known as Robert Thomas Velline, and he obviously his professional name was Bobby V. He's American songwriter and musician, and who was a teen idol in the early 1960s and also appeared in films. According to Billboard magazine, he had 38 Hot 100 chart hits, 10 of which reached top 20, and he had 6 gold singles in his career. So I think he did pretty well, didn't he? Well, we're going on to another track from Novum, and this one is Soldier. Another wonderful track, and that was Soldier from Novum, the album from Procol Harum. And a very poignant track, that one, with all so much fighting all over the world. It's just such a sad thing, isn't it? But let's hope love, peace and music can take it away. But anyway, it's on to my music quote of the week. And I thought this was very apt. Regarding Gary, because Gary has and Frankie have a place in France, and this is a quote from Alphonse de Lamartine, and he was a Knight of Prats, and he was a French writer, poet and politician who was instrumental in the foundation of the Second Republic and the continuation of the tricolore as the flag of France. So his quote is, "Music is the literature of the heart. It commences where speech ends." So I think that says it all. Well, my bit of fun, but great quote, that one. Well, we're going on to another 60s hit. And this one is, you'll all know this, The Animals. "We've got to get out of this place." But not yet, because we've got a few more tracks to play. So enjoy this one.
You know it too.
Another great track, eh? What an amazing band they were. And obviously Alan Price is still playing, and Eric Burdon is still singing, and Hilton Valentine, he goes round as a sort of Animals mini version, a great band there, and they were actually formed in Newcastle and Tyne in the 60s, and then the band moved to London upon finding fame in 64, and they're actually they're going to be playing Hilton is, I think, playing in 14th of March at the Arlington Arts Centre. And then they're going abroad, actually, to Czech and Switzerland. They're still all out there working away. So keep it going. Keep music live and keep doing it. It's, Alan Price often plays at the Half Moon, actually, in Putney with Zoot Money. And they do some great music there. So you ought to go there. Half Moon has been going for years, and such a great gig plays that. Pub, so you must go along. It's just down the road. Well, we're going to have another track from, actually, no, we're going to have a break now. So we'll have a little break, and then we'll come back with some last part of my hour. So it's been such a great show. I hope you've enjoyed it. The whole 2 hours has been fantastic. So more to come, so don't go away.
Brooklyn's Radio, loving classic hits.
Looking for a night out with a difference? Look no further than the Holiday Inn Shepperton.
That's sales at brooklandsradio.co.uk. Brooklands Radio. Loving Surrey Radio.
Brooklands Radio.
The
It's Bria Gosling on Brooklyn's Radio.
Sunday morning, I'm so free.
Oh, what a wonderful track. Fantastic. Well, you can get any information you need to know about Proko Harum on prokoharum.com. And Novum album is out, and you can download any music you hear today on My Prog on Spotify, iTunes, and get hard copies online and Amazon, etc. And we're on, remember, we are on DAB and we're on Mixcloud. And next week I will be featuring the amazing Canadian singer-songwriter Brian Adams. So a great week set for next week. So you've got to be there with all the current hits as well. So go safe, have a great week. And I will be playing out with a track from Novum. And this is Somewhere. So wherever you are, go safe and have a great week.
From the Sky News Centre at 10, the family of Cardiff City footballer Emiliano Sala are said to still have some hope, almost a week after the plane he was in went missing over the English Channel. Relatives and friends of the Argentinian striker arrived in Guernsey earlier today. Social media companies are being asked to purge their platforms of harmful images to protect children online. The Health Secretary's written to them.